Welcome to the second mitzvah, Mitzvah Beis, Mitzvah Smila. This is the mitzvah to circumcise a male. There are two parts to this mitzvah, the chaticha and the priya. The first part is the chaticha ta'orla. You need to cut off that orla, that foreskin. And the second part is that after you cut off the orla, there's a thin membrane underneath the orla. And there's a chiyuv of priya to peel off that thin membrane, to uncover it, to peel it off. And the Mishnah and Shabbos Perek Yutes Mishnah Vav teaches us that if somebody only does the chatichas to orla, they only cut off the foreskin, but they do not peel off the oira priya. They don't remove, uncover that thin membrane. Zokta Mishnah, ki ilu loy mal. It's as if they did nothing. They're not yoytzei. Two chalokin, the chaticha and the priya, both of them must be done specifically by day. We know that the mitzvah of nila has to be by daytime, even if we're handling a mila shaloi bizmano. And in other words, if for whatever reason a baby did not have a bris on the eighth day, and you're doing the bris on a different subsequent day, nevertheless, a person still does the bris by daytime. Mishayris ha-mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants we should have an ois kavua in our guf. We should have an etched in sign that we are different than the nations. We are royal. And just like we are royal, mitzad argashmias, so too, we are royal, mitzad our nefesh. Our nefesh, our neshama comes from a higher source. We are special and unique. We are the Am HaNivchar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically created a person with the Orla. If you think about it, Hashem could have made that we could be born without an Orla. Zok Techinuch, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do a Maisa in action for perfection, to perfect our bodies by removing that Orla. And through doing that, removing the Orla, taking off the Ora Priya, we're bringing Shlemus to ourselves. And this is Merames, that just like we bring Shlemus to our Tzuras Aguf, so too, we have to work and bring Shlemus to our Tzuras and Nefesh to develop our potential, to let our Nefesh and Neshama shine to its fullest. This mitzvah of Nila is a mitzvah on the father. In the event the father, for whatever reason, did not circumcise the child, then Basin has the mitzvah. If for whatever reason, both the father and Basin were not able to circumcise the child, and the child now becomes bar mitzvah, now the child, he has a chiyuv, an obligation, to see to it, to circumcise himself, that he should get a bris milah. And if a child becomes bar mitzvah, at that point, when he starts to have the chiyuv of a bris milah, every single day, if he does not get himself a bris, he's being mevatel on mitzvahs asay. If he ends up dying in the state of an RL, and the reason why he did not get himself a bris was bemazed on purpose, he's going to be chayiv kareis. This is very unique. This is one of the only mitzvahs asay that the failure to do it results in a chayiv kareis. The simon for this mitzvah is going to be the word bris, which starts with the letter beis. Beis, the second mitzvah. And the mitzvah we're handling is bris, bris milah. And the simon in betoich simon, bris is spelled beis, resh, yud, saf. Beis, which is the gematria 2, being merames, and the two parts of the milah, the chatichas ha'orla, and the removing, the peeling off of the Ora Priya. You have the Chaticha and the Priya, those two parts. And the Reish is going to stand for royal. Because Mishayrish HaMitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have an Ois Kavua of royalty in our Gov. And the Yud is going to stand for Yom, daytime. Because a Mila has to be done by daytime, whether it's a Mila Bizmano or even Shalai Bizmano. And the Suf is going to stand for Tikkun HaGuf, because as we mentioned, Mishayrish HaMitzvah, Hashem wants us to bring Shlemus to our Guf, and through doing this, We're being miramis to ourselves also, how we have to bring shleimus to our nefesh and neshama by bringing out its fullest of potential.